This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden signed into law on Saturday legislation that suspends the U.S. government's debt limit through January of 2025 and avoids a potentially disastrous default just days before the government runs out of cash to pay its bills. The White House announced the signing in an emailed statement Saturday and said the signing was done in private. In the statement, Biden thanked congressional leaders. He also spoke from the Oval Office to the American people on Friday night.
I want to commend Speaker McCarthy. You know, he and I, and our teams, we were able to get along, get things done. We were straightforward with one another, completely honest with one another, respectful with one another. Both sides operated in good faith.
The Fiscal Responsibility Act is the result of weeks of tough negotiations between Democrats and Republicans. The bill allows the government to continue to borrow more money over the next 19 months to meet its obligations, exceeding the current $31.4 trillion debt limit. Nearly 300 people have died in a massive train derailment in India that has injured close to 900 people, according to officials. India has declared Saturday a day of national mourning out of respect to the victims. The accident happened Friday night about 220 kilometers south of Kolkata. Emergency workers had to climb overturned train cars to rescue some victims. Other rescuers cut through the train cars to provide emergency services. Authorities say at least three multi-car trains were involved in the derailment accident. And three Europeans returned home Saturday, a day after being released by Iran in a prisoner swap. Tehran said there was no reason for Europeans to be arrested if they were not, quote, exploited by foreign security services. From Washington.